I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Take a break from your routine for just a minute and step into the world of a Nigerian Christian.
Visualize in your mind a small building, the doors of that building being thrown open, and a group of people coming in and breaking up a church service, a gathering of believers. And think, how in the world would you react to that? What would you pray about in that kind of a situation? Because that's what they face almost every week.
Transworld Radio President Lauren Libby describes the persecution believers face at missionnews.org. Killings and kidnappings happen on a regular basis. Just a few days ago, terrorists went house to house searching for victims, and they shot and killed 37 believers that night. Add Nigerian Christians to your prayer list. Pray Nigerian believers will be strong and courageous. You can connect with TWR at missionnews.org for tangible ways to help. In the U.S., 21 Native American Christians spent their summer telling hope stories. Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries says the On Eagle's Wings team went to 7 reservations during the Summer of Hope outreach. Hearts changed as team members pointed other Native youth to Christ, the only source of true hope. And those who wanted to take their own lives could relate to Dylan's story.
Dylan talked about his violent father, and the first thing he remembers as a child was seeing his mother in a pool of her own blood, and he hated his father. And he said, until I was a teenager, looked in the mirror, realized I was becoming him. And I thought, why go on living? He was ready to get the rope. Instead, he gave his life to Christ. And boy, is he a powerful leader for Christ now.
Find more hope stories at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Join us here on social media or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org.